by the time we get to Clifton.
Are you okay, Harry?
Everything ready. Suitcases by the front door. Coat, shoes for tomorrow laid out. Umbrella. All ready for the off.
Have you got that list?
Right here.
Shall we go through it? Make sure nothing's forgotten.
Yes.
Have you got a pen?
Yes.
Okay, then. Ready? Windows?
Windows, alarm system and the locks. Better safe than sorry.
Silver. I did that yesterday. You can take that off.
You took it to the bank?
A H piece wrapped in a bit of cotton wool and zipped into the little yellow bag.
Do you want to check the cupboard? Make sure you didn't forget it.
No, no. Absolutely sure.
Sandwiches.
In the fridge, and there's two eggs and just enough toast for breakfast.
Little packet of energy. An egg.
Wouldn't start a long journey without one.
Map.
Route to Clifton marked on it.
Well, that's it then, isn't it?
I think it is.
You've got the number of the B&B. They know what time to expect us.
I called them again this morning.
Quite the adventurers, aren't we?
Right. Well, I'd say a nice cup of hot milk in bed and up bright and early in the morning.
Lovely. Right then. Bed.
Oh, who can that be?
Nessa. Hi, is there anyone there? It's me, from next door, Mellie.
Mellie, what does she want this hour of night?
I'm in trouble. Hurry, Nessa. Please, let me in.
We better let her in.
We barely know her. Be careful, Harry, please.
Oh, thank you so much. I didn't know where to go.
What do you mean?
My boyfriend's in a really bad way. He's been smoking stuff, you know. He's off his head. He's lost it. I've got to keep out of his way. He can be really violent.
Violent?
Oh, don't worry. You're fine. It's me he wants. It's me he's mad at. And he's never going to think of looking here for me, so I'm fine.
Well, Harry.
You don't mind if I stay, do you?
Harry.
The thing is, Millie, we were just off for an early bedtime. We're off on holiday tomorrow. First thing, Clifton.
Clifton? I've got friends there where I could lie low for a bit. Oh, that's such a bit of luck.
Harry.
Oh, it's so kind of you. That's perfect.
Harry.
Mm-hmm.
You asleep?
No. Oh,
me neither. I can't sleep. I don't like having a stranger in the house.
Oh. What was that?
Nothing. Not her. She's asleep.
Oh, Harry, have we got to take her?
I can't see any way around it.
Supposing her boyfriend comes in pursuit or something?
Well, why would he think we had anything to do with it?
Everything's upside down.
We'll manage.
There's no breakfast now. Those were the last two eggs I gave her.
We'll make do.
And I had to give her the nice new towels that I'd got all ready for us coming home.
There. We're doing the right thing. We couldn't turn her out now, could we?
Well, perhaps we shouldn't go at all. Perhaps we should just cancel.
Oh, no. No need to do that, surely.
She just makes me nervous, Harry. Everything about her. The spiky hair. The horrible top. And the stud in the tongue. Now, why did they do that? Oh, I don't trust her. How do we know what she'll do? Harry, we're not out of the speed limit yet.
Oh, sorry. There we go. On the motorway.
Okay.
What talking book did you bring?
I got Thackeray. Vanity Fair. The lady in the library recommended it.
Oh, what a treat. I've always meant to read that one. Shall we?
I've done it. I got away. Thank you so much, Harry. Thank you so much, Nessa. You're so fantastic. I don't know how I can ever repay you.
Oh, that's all right. We're very pleased to have been a help.
Vanity Fair by William Makepeace Thackeray. Before the curtain.
I don't believe you guys listen to those talky story things.
They're big favourites of ours.
Hey, I didn't mean... I've got nothing against them. I just... Don't they kind of get in the way of conversation? And isn't that kind of the joy of a long drive?
Making love and jilting, laughing and the contrary, smoking, cheating.
Got any music?
No.
What's this bag of tapes in the back?
Oh, I forgot.
Cliff Richard.
I don't think so. Harry Como.
Ooh. Frankie Lane.
Who's he? Irish ballads, Golden Grace. Too early in the morning for that.
Taste of Limerick. Sounds saucy. South Pacific.
Are you all right driving with all this distraction, Harry?
Oh, want me to drive? I've got my license on me. You two could have a cosy down in the back if you like. I'll be the chauffeur. Travel in style.
That's very kind of you, Melly, but...
It's out of the question.
Hey, Brian! Cool you called back. Well, it's kind of crazy, but I'm only about 10 minutes away, would you believe it? I'm on my way to Clifton. No, I catched a lift with my neighbours, Harry and Nessa. You what? Sure, yeah. Great! Oh, that's fantastic. We'll see you in a minute.
Who was that?
Stroke of luck, you guys. I've got these friends in Mullingar, hippie couple, Sean and Brian.
Hippie?
Couple.
Oh, don't worry, they're really low-key and gentle. It's only 10 miles or so off the route, and we're all invited to lunch.
Oh, no, we've got to get to Clifton. Harry, we can't stop. We're running late already. And anyway, we've got our sandwiches.
We've got our sandwiches!
That's fine, don't fuss. They'll be grateful for any contribution. You've got that little flask of coffee too, haven't you? That and the sandwiches will be great. That was so delicious, Brian. Can I get you some more? Harry? Nessa?
No, thank you. I mean, it was very nice. Different. What was it?
It was lentils.
Would you like some more, Nessa?
I'm fine, thank you.
Harry, we should be on our way.
Oh, yeah, guys, I meant to ask you. Do you think we can make one more teeny-weeny detour?
Harry?
I don't think we can.
It's just this friend of ours called Shay. He lives in Athlone. It's on our way, almost. He's not in a good way. No family, no one to look out for him. Brian just wondered if we could drop a little package off at his. It won't take a minute.
A package?
But we have to get to Clifton. We're running late, as it is.
We can't, Nelly. I'm sorry. We have to get on our way. Where is she? We've got to get on.
She's been gone a very long time. What could she be doing?
I'd say there was something suspicious about those packages.
What? Do you mean drugs? Mm. Oh, Harry, what are we doing here then? That makes us accomplices.
Nessa, please. There's no need for that.
Well, I can't stand this any longer, Harry. I can't bear it.
Here she is.
I'm so sorry, you guys. Took a bit longer than I thought. Only dropped the package, didn't I? And smashed the honey.
Honey?
Yeah. Sean and Brian keep their own bees. It's really medicinal.
Honey?
Anyway, I managed to salvage a bit to make poor Shay a cup of tea.
Oh, shut the door, please. Just shut the door.
Shay called you my everyday angels. He's sorry he can't come out himself, but he's really not well.
Harry?
Nelly, shut the door. We need to be on our way.
He said to thank you for saving me from that monster. He reckons he'll probably have trashed my house and yours too by the time we get back.
No, we'll have to get back, Harry.
Oh, hey, not really. I was exaggerating.
The silver, I bet he went for the silver.
But you took it to the bank.
I never checked in the cupboard when we were doing the list, though, did I? Maybe I left a piece.
Shh, Nessa, you're panicking. It's just lack of sleep.
We should never have let her in. We should never have given her a lift.
Nessa, please.
Hey, Nessa, I was joking.
It's all ruined. We're going to be so late they'll cancel our booking. And I promised her we'd be there at 5 and we won't be there till after 9 now and they stop serving supper at 7:30.
We'll think of something, darling. Now, don't upset yourself. Don't cry. You're just tired. We hardly slept last night, did we? It's been a long day.
Hey, Nessa. Chill. We'll be okay. It'll be all right. I'll do something. I'll think of something. Here you go. Guinness for you, Harry.
Thank you.
And I thought you might like a Bailey's, Nessa.
Thank you.
What do I owe you?
Oh, no, it's on me. And I ordered us moule marinière.
Oh, no, you mustn't.
I insist. It's the least I can do after all you've done for me. I'll bring them over.
I don't like foreign food.
You'll have to do your best. She's trying to make amends. We were meant to eat at Clifton.
Here we go. Feast.
What did they say at the bed and breakfast, Harry?
I couldn't get the payphone working.
Oh, no.
Why didn't you say? You can use my mobile. There.
Oh, thanks. Hello? Hello, I think I've hung up on them.
It's fine. Do you want me to call for you?
Oh, if you wouldn't mind, yes. That would be very kind.
Hi, that Atlantic B&B? Great. Well, I'm actually calling on behalf of Nessa and Harry, who've got a booking with you for tonight.
She knows us as Mr. and Mrs.
Right,
Kelly.
Mr. and Mrs. Kelly. We've just been a bit held up on the way. You know how it is.
Well, she's running a business. She's every right to turn us away if we don't turn up at the time, I promise.
I can't give a definite time, I'm afraid. But maybe you could leave out a key for us. We're not even in Galway yet, you see. And we might detour to Athenry, actually.
What?
What with one thing and another, you know how it is.
Of course she doesn't know how it is.
Oh, fine.
It looks like it's okay, darling.
We'll see you when we see you, then. Oh, yes, you wouldn't mind if I stayed too, would you? If there's no bed, I'd be really happy to sleep in a chair or something.
Oh, she won't like that. That's not a good idea.
Sorry? My name's Nelly. We're travelling together. They're great friends of mine.
Does she mean us?
She must do.
We're going to a gig in Athenry.
Are we?
Maybe a drink in Galway just to be sociable.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we're going to get out of the car in Mam Cross and look at the goats and the sheep and smell the Atlantic. We probably won't be with you before 1 or 2 a.m. Is that okay?
We'll lose the booking. I know we will.
Fantastic. Thank you.
She's done it. We're okay.
Fussy? No, they're not fussy at all. Dead easy going. You must be thinking of other people. They're really cool.
Nessa, you asleep?
No. I don't know why not. I'm exhausted, but I can't.
Nor me.
Why do I feel so alive?
I quite like those Moon's Mariners, you know.
Wasn't it lovely to see the Atlantic breakers by moonlight? Oh, I haven't done that since I was a girl.
You're still a girl. Dancing with you at that gig. When was the last time we danced together?
She called us cool, didn't she?
Cool and easy going. Dead easy going. She's not such a bad girl, really.
Now, we should invite her to join us in a little outing.
There's meant to be a nice museum.
She'll enjoy that.
It's in the guidebook. I'll check the opening times in the morning.
Yes, something different. Something to take her out of herself. Oh, good night, my darling.
Good night. And welcome to Clifton.